Ride along each week as we share proven strategies to strengthen your business, energize your team, and create the business success you've been dreaming about. And now, here's your host, Rich Allen.
Are you regularly and consistently getting customer feedback? Welcome to the Ultimate Business Tune-Up Podcast, where our one and only goal is to help you tune up your business so you can have the long-lasting success and fulfillment that comes from owning a solid, profitable, and sustainable business. Each week, we dive into a single topic related to improving your business, improving your team engagement, or improving your relationship with your customers. Our topic today is one that many people have differing opinions about: getting customer feedback. And because many people differ in their opinions and reactions to this topic, it's a perfect topic for us to discuss and explore in more detail. So let me start by asking you a simple question. How important is it for you to get feedback on how well you're serving your customers? When I ask that question to most business owners, the answer I get is, it's real important. It seems like the response is almost unanimous. Everyone thinks that it's important, if not real important, to know how well we're serving our customers. Yet when I ask those same business owners how they're getting feedback from their customers, the majority of them give me a pretty lame answer. I hear things like, I just ask them and they tell me, or I just know, I can tell if I'm doing a good job for them. Or, we ask them for a review, but they never do it. Or, we don't get many complaints, so we must be doing okay. How about you? How do you know how well you're serving your customers? If I were to ask you to prove it, could you? If I were to ask you how you were doing compared to your toughest competition, would you know the answer? I'm not trying to put you on the spot, but I am trying to make a point. Far too many business owners don't have a clue how their customers feel about doing business with them. But here's a very interesting statistic. When consumers were asked why they would stop doing business with one company in favor of another, the overwhelming answer was that the company that they were using today didn't really care whether they stayed with them or not. That's right. Indifference was the primary reason that most customers changed who they did business with. Since it didn't seem to matter whether or not they came back, they were free to try something new. Think about that for a minute. You may be losing a customer right now simply because that customer doesn't think you care whether or not they come back again. Now, I know you're thinking, well, that may be true for some businesses, but it's not the case for my business. And to be honest, you may be right. In fact, I hope you're right. But what if you're not? What if you are losing some customers because you haven't made it clear that you want them to come back again and again? It's not a difficult thing to fix unless you're opposed to regularly and consistently asking for feedback from your customers. If asking for feedback seems like a pain, or if you think it's bothering your customers, then you're risking losing some of them because they don't think you care enough to ask. And here's the interesting part. I don't think there's one right way to ask. I don't think it matters if you send them a survey or invite them to complete a form or call them on the phone. I don't even think it matters if they respond or not. In fact, most of your customers probably won't respond, but that's okay. Just making the effort to ask is enough for them to know you care. And the responses you do get will be very helpful. They may help you identify a problem or an irritation or a frustration that some customers have when they do business with you. But before you discard these negative inputs as coming from your most difficult customers, those that you could never please, I want you to think about their feedback in a different way. I want you to picture the idea of taking all the feedback you get, identifying the biggest issues that need to be addressed, making improvements in those areas that are causing frustration or pain, and as a result, becoming one of the best businesses to work with in your industry or specialty area. Let's face it, none of us like to get negative feedback. We especially don't like to hear it from someone who we either don't agree with or someone who we think is overly picky. But these picky people are oftentimes the only people who are willing to take the time to give us the feedback we really need to get better. And while we're on the subject, let me share a thought about getting reviews on social media. I know that many business owners cringe when they think about getting a negative Google review or a one-star rating on their Facebook page. This can be problematic for some businesses, but it can also be an opportunity to step up, own the problem, and change your processes so that the problem never happens again. Rather than focus your time and effort on justifying why the reviewer was wrong or misinformed, focus your attention on fixing the problem so it can never happen again. I'm often asked, what should I do if I get a bad review? And my standard response is, fix the problem and go get 10 more great reviews that prove you've listened, responded, and made the experience even better. So here's what I'm suggesting you consider. Number one, find a method you like for regularly and consistently asking for feedback from your customers. This may be using a survey tool like SurveyMonkey or Typeform. There are tools that can make this process easy, and the survey experience itself can be easy and even fun if you do it right. Number two, capture your feedback both in numerical form as well as in narrative form. In other words, ask your customers to rate you on a scale of 1 to 10 or 1 to 5 and give them a way to leave you a note or an explanation of their experience with your business. Number three, track your results so you can measure your progress over time. If you use the same survey method month over month, you can quickly see how your results are trending over time. The idea isn't to be perfect, but rather to always be getting better. And lastly, number four, respond to those who do share critical feedback in a positive, thankful, and constructive way. Let them know you hear them. Let them know you appreciate them. Let them know you're actively fixing the problem or removing the frustration. That's it. Simple, straightforward, and easy to implement. So your homework assignment this week is to create a process to regularly and consistently ask for feedback from your customers. Keep track of your results, and where possible, build a graph that shows the trend of your results over time. And let your customers know how much you appreciate them for sharing what bugs them so you can make it easier, better, faster, or more fun doing business with you. If you have specific questions about what might work for your specific business, please don't hesitate to reach out and ask. I'd be glad to help you think through some alternatives and design a customer feedback process that will let your customers know you truly do care about them being a satisfied customer for life. Thanks for joining me today. Be sure to tune in next week when we're going to discuss your organization structure. You won't want to miss it. Meanwhile, if you have a question, suggestion, or would just like to connect, shoot me an email at rich@tourtoprofit.com. Now go make it a great week, and whatever you do, ride hard.
Thank you for listening to the Ultimate Business Tune-Up. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. In the meantime, find more resources at tourtoprofit.com and connect with Rich by sending a message to rich@tourtoprofit.com. Until next time, ride hard.